machine.
You folk understand how scary it is to be right all the time. That's why God has trouble. Because he's right all the time.
Yes.
All the time. I'm a judge. And I've been right in every judgment.
Yes.
Including one that I make for you. I know what your answer is going to be. Well, judge now, let you be judged. And somehow you think I don't know that. And yet you see me judged. Look at his mind. Judgment is of God. And since Jesus is not here anymore, he's up there.
Amen.
And he said, the work that I do. When he came the first time, he came to judge.
Amen.
I'll try that again.
Amen.
He did not come to condemn. He came to judge. And he judged righteously. Now I said, I'm going to go away. If I go away, I will come again. But in the meantime, I got someone to stand in for me. Me, you, don't you know he's going to judge the world by us? See, you don't know, do you? And when I say something like that, right away you're...
Thank you!
And I'll remind you again. I'll come right out here and look you right square in the face. I've always told you, I will judge. All right. Meantime, we can't get this wireless to pick up all over this place. See, I'm judging again. Isn't that a shame?
Lord.
Praise the Lord. I can't get it at all. Now, if I talk about that, see, I spent many years seeing the sound systems, lighting, chairs, and I didn't wait till the preacher started. I didn't wait till he got up to find out, because I work for perfectionists. When I handed him the microphone, it had to work. I don't ever remember one time David Epley was a perfectionist in sound and lighting ever rebuking me. Never. See, that's how I got school. I got trained. They would commit their whole ministry to me. And just, no matter what I do, though, see, I'm looking right at you, looking at you, and they say, so I'm going to judge you. You judge me. judgment, righteous judgment, is ordained of God. And if you would like to exercise your judgment, judge yourself. Right? I just jumped in to tell you about how I was judged. You want to tell you a story? There was a storm like this. We're in Savannah, Georgia. We rented an old warehouse, ground floor, for David Epley's meeting. Then he said to me, I want you to go to Miami in the midst of a hurricane. At an open, middle of the open, wind could blow it any which way. Police tried to stop me several times, get off the road. But I had a job to do. See, like the devil not trying to stop me. Stop preaching. But I got a job to do. You would be surprised if I told you what God said to me when I came to that door. And probably a scripture that most of you people don't hardly ever think about, because that's what he done with me. He quickened me with the scripture. Yeah, it does. The scripture he gave me was, I stand in defense. I learned a long time ago that any kind of game or any kind of war, defense is more important than offense. You may have the finest offensive team, but if you don't have a good defensive team, you're going to get whooped. In boxing, defense. And here I am this morning, tonight again, in front of you. You offensive one. You don't want to get so easily offended. I'm standing in defense. Now, if you would be honest, you look at somebody and say, do you know what he's talking about? Why in the world is he talking about? Most of the time I come up here, no notes, no Bible. We used to call this, when I was coming, extemporaneous preaching. It was something extra. You might have had something planned, but then all of a sudden you come up with something extra. Extemporaneous. See, I'm one of God's extras. Jesus said, if I go away, he says, I got to leave somebody. Yeah. He said, the work that I do, shall they do. And a greater work. What? What could be greater than what work than he done? Huh? Well, he started it, we finish it. That's greater. I wish somebody gets so excited you can't sit still. My God, you people, no matter what I say, no matter what we have, you are so hardened. When do you get tender-hearted? I was thinking about how much easier it is for me to please God than to please Rose. Boy, I never wore a stupid raincoat. She had me all ducked up, you know. Okay. I find a whole lot easier to please God than to please you. Or to please me. Even Christ. Please not himself. And he had all the equipment to do it. He could have pleased himself. He's got all power in heaven and earth. He's given on to me. Amen. Well, I can see y'all want me to quit. Are you excited? How many times have I told you people that when we first came here, the water would come up to my house? Look at it. I wonder what it's doing down by the river. Might be washing them right away. They're not going to get away with what they've done. And neither are any of you. You keep doing what you're doing, and your doing is not God's doing. Whatever He says to you to do, you do it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why I do what you tell me to do. Because I'd rather have peace and have you content. Instead of having you worrying all day long about me being all wet. See, boy, did she bundle me up here? I look like a scarecrow. You don't believe me? I'll go back and get to go and put it on. I never wear no clothes like that. I never use an umbrella hardly. I run between the... Now, you still are not with me, are you? I stand in defense. Well, I thought the gospel was good news. Not the one I preach.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
The coming of Jesus Christ. That's not good news. Woe be unto you. What are you going to do when you see the world on fire? See God wiping your kids away. Seeing all your dreams go down the tube. What are you going to do? Take your fist in God's face? Raise both hands and bless Him. What are you going to do? I will bless the Lord. Except that time. Then I'll quote scriptures for you. And you, for some reason or other, we just don't get it. They thank God. They thank God that they were counted worthy to suffer. Thank God. Are you thanking God that He chose you to live this last hour? With the world on fire, hell raging. He said, I want you to stay there and be a witness. Oh, you're very good at that too. See my black sisters right away, they got that hand clap. Yes, sir, they learned that in the black churches. Don't worry, sis. You think I'm just going to let you come over here and act like you're so smart? Bunch of dummies. What a stupid generation we live in.
Yes, sir.
That if you're ignorant of what God's doing, you're stupid.
Amen.
To make a people ready... And everybody has their own readiness. I'm ready. Here I come, ready or not. I stand in defense of the way I preach.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The gospel I uphold. The truth I portray.
Yes.
The life that I live. For the life that I now live,
hallelujah,
in this flesh,
Lord,
I live by the faith
of the Son of God.
Not my faith. No way. I ain't got enough faith to save a fly. None at all. But all that gift of faith. That gift of faith. When I can cry, oh God, slay me. He slay me. Oh God, slay me. Yet will I trust him. And then I'll come forth and go. You're a bunch of hardheads. That's what you are. You stiff neck, you're stubborn. You're so afraid to melt and be humble. Oh, if I humble you. For instance, I pull out my phone tonight because I talked to you people about this woman, and she probably listening now. Hope she is, because I'll write her back. And I asked her for a picture. And I told you I could tell by looking at people's picture. Yes. I got a picture of you. Yeah, Lord, give me a picture. A vision. Lord. Well, I said to her, I said to some of you, I said, now, the sister wants to come here from up there in Vancouver. That's a long ways off. She told me her family is opposed to it. But she said they don't want to learn about God. Her son or her is one of God. She's a boy of the lady. Because he used to question me. He's dead now. Now you're all sitting right there and you're acting like I never talked about this. Last week or the week before last, I think it was, when I said, get out of that West Coast. She said, boy, I got so frightened. What am I doing here? Well, where am I going to go?
Praise you, Lord God.
What are we going to do? Get out of this world. Where are we going to go? To the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
I'm on my way. Going to wade right through the water.
Amen.
Walk right through the fire.
Hallelujah.
Woo! That's all right. All right. Y'all just sit there again. Y'all had this. What, you want to go out in the rain? I got several stories going, don't I? Ebony said to me, Ralph, he would always call me Ralph. You know, he treated me like a little boy. All right, Ralph. I hardly ever remember him saying, Brother Stan. But Ebony had a gift that rivaled William Brennan. And he could have his pick of almost anybody to be in charge of his work. He paid well, but he never paid me well. He hired other guys to do lesser work and paid them twice as much, but my pay was just to work with them, just to see the hand of God. And I can still tell you about it. I told you I was in Brooklyn Academy one night. I turned it over to them, I staggered over to the side. And I watched David Epley step off that platform, walk down that aisle. I seen him do it several times, but this time it was fantastic. Walked down the aisle, very, very sophisticated. He was a well-dressed man, always carried himself with. Walked right down the aisle and looked around. Looked over to little old mama, called her by her name, told her where she lived. Now that's pretty good. A man could almost memorize that.
Amen.
But then he said, you got 15 children. And he named every one of them. Told them how old they were and where they lived. And they didn't believe her out of me.
Amen.
Before I used to sort of question a little bit, you know, as somebody told them, or just like you would question me, just like you have questioned me, just like you're doing it now. So I stand in defense of the gospel. Yeah. See, what I am doing is what Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do. What work did he do? Judge. You haven't seen me condemn nobody yet. Although I could find a lot of ways to do it.
Amen.
Yes, I can. I have no problem condemning you if I wanted to. You're so guilty. You're so iniquitous. It's so obvious. I could easily condemn them. But I've been sent to condemn. But you're in judgment, aren't you? Aren't you? Sure good to hear again, sister. All this rain you got over here?
Glory to God.
Maybe they have an all night prayer meeting. A what? Well, if we're going to have an all night prayer meeting, we need a prayer warrior.
Amen.
You pray all night, don't you, sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me?
Yes, Lord.
Oh. You see who I got back there? Look at them hats them moon got on. Look at them thinking, boy. Them old black folks, they're going to keep that rain off their hair because they don't go get up as tight as a knot.
Amen.
Stop looking at me like that.
Hallelujah.
See, these people don't believe me.
That's right.
Yeah, black woman don't like her hair getting wet. Because it gets tight.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So they put all kind of crazy stuff on their head. Well, why are you calling me black? Well, you are black. Were you a racist? No. Black is black, white is white, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Am I a righteous or a wrongist? I'm right. When I talk about you, I'm right. Got your peg, boy.
You know more about me than I do.
I sure do.
Amen. That's the truth.
And I'm still trying to figure out if God says to me, he wants to be saved. I say, well, you tell me, Lord. You tell me he wants to be saved like this guy right here. See that guy right there?
Amen.
You ever tell about that? Huh? Timothy, you were involved in that one. Timothy?
Yes.
Yeah. I just got finished confessing in this tabernacle and I felt like dirt. A brother come up and blast me. Had a Rick stand in my face and say, what do you think, you're God's gift to women? Mm-mm. Now at that time I sort of took an offense to that, but I now can see that's what I am. God's gift. To women. Was Jesus God's gift to women? Was he? Was he God's gift to men? Well, see, if we weren't so corrupt in our thinking,
hallelujah.
That's a virgin. You hear me? Doesn't that excite some of the guys to get a virgin?
Amen.
I never. I kept her.
Thank you, Lord.
5 years. I found her over here in a boondock with a bunch of guys already hitting on her. Yeah. Look, dear. Why did you stay home? You must like to aggravate me, don't you? Well, you tell all them stories. Yeah, I tell them. One day, I looked back and that snotnose was sitting way back there. Didn't even know who she was.
Glory.
She was next to me. She came back. She gave us $1,000. I said, where are you staying at? Over at the park, in the tent, no work. So I gave it back to her. I said, you're going to hang around here, you're going to need some money. She gave it all to me. So I gave it back to her. Not impressed, huh? I stand in defense of the gospel. Because it's that gospel that keeps me going. It's that gospel. I have no other gospel. And if anybody preaches it, now you guys out there, you get smart. You preach any other gospel today except the gospel of the coming of Jesus Christ, I curse you in Jesus' name. That's the only gospel. I stand in defense of that gospel. Gotta be in my own head sometimes and believe it. Where's you at? Where am I at? Well, I'm driving a little opal down 95, then Highway 1, in the midst of a hurricane in Florida, on my way to Miami to set up a meeting for David Epley.
Jesus!
I was stopped 3 or 4 times. Please pull me over and say, sir, you got to get off this highway. Highway 1, that wind coming in, blow you right off the road. Look at them trees. I said, thank you. Kept on going. I was on a mission. And I let nothing... I'm on a mission, folks. I got a mission. Yes, sir. And I let nothing
separate me.
Because that love is what keeps my faith working. Not so much I love him, but he loves me. I think that guy's trying to take it literally. Run and not be weary. See, I'd like to go on, but I can see you again. You're all bored.
Yeah. Bless you, Jesus.
All I'm doing is standing in defense.
Yes.
See, if I go away, Jesus says, I will come again. But in the meantime, the work that I do, shall you do. What works did he do? He judged. He judged. When he judged and found people who were worthy to be saved, he saved. He triumphed, left them right. Mm-hmm. How come you're not getting in that water, fella? I ain't got no man to put me there. Oh, your sins are forgiven. You see what Jesus did? He's telling that man that you was not excuses of sin. How come you're not getting that water and getting healed? I ain't got no man to put me in the water. She said, look, your sin's forgiven you.
Thank you.
Now, you're so haughty. You're so proud of you. See, because you never had anybody ever tell you.
Not till right now.
He was judging the man, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
Your sins are... And then when he did that, your Pharisee stood by. Only God forgives it. That's why I've done it. Because I'm God. So that you may know that the Son of Man, the Son of God, has power on earth to forgive sin. I say to that sick of the power. Rise! Get up and walk! Somebody! You folk read your Bible. I hardly read it at all. Oh, I did do it when I was younger. I spent days and hours and nights. I know the condemnation of the book. I know the justification of the book. And I know the God of the book. Because that's God's book. That's God's word. Forever settled. Glory! I'm appalled at how we are watching what's going on in our political world, in our world in general, and we don't see how close this is. And here we are, pouring down rain, and God said, sell the motel and build a tabernacle. At that time, I was fortunate not to have Brother Timothy around. He's not around as much anymore. Most of the folks that helped me are not here. The guy who laid down the rug, he married a girl. They both jumped on me like a bunch of hell raisers. Now they're not married anymore. And she's just really raging at me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The walls, Scott was a man. That balcony, Travis.
Lord.
His own suggestion. Did a good job.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Amen.
Amen.
The man used to give $300-$400 every 2 weeks for many years. Carried his ministry. He's gone. Jonathan, who used to stand in this pulpit.
Oh, God.
I walked out there, he was working in a wood pile.
Oh, God.
I said, are you a preacher?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I said, well, you can preach tonight.
Oh, God.
And then he preached for several years. Heard more in one night of preaching here.
My Lord.
Than all the...
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. If I let you testify, remember, you're going to be testifying to the world. And you're going to testify that he's here. And until you can do that with a completely confident heart, that nobody will challenge you, because that's going to be a judgment. They're going to judge you. See, I just overstepped my bounds again. But you're always defending yourself. No, I stand in defense of the gospel. And you still haven't got the statement I need. Jesus said, the work that I do, I'm going away. I got a job I got to do up there. I said, and the work that I do, shall you do. And then, greater words. What in the world? What in the world? What is greater than conversion? Huh? Preservation. And by a prophet. And by a prophet. And by a prophet. Blah, 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 blah. And by a prophet. Preserved. We're doing the work of preservation.
Glory.
That we might present you perfect before his presence. And I'm not talking about perfect works. I'm talking about perfect faith. We're so strong in that works, aren't we? And I can quote the overtime and you just sit there. Not by any works, good or bad, right or wrong. Oh, Peter said, you think by our good works this man stands before you whole? You guys got it all wrong. That's how I stand here. Because the good man called Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Not to call his name Jesus.
Jesus.
For he will save his people. Not Yahweh.
No.
I got pulled away at that for a while.
Oh, Jesus.
Sacred name broadcast.
Well,
the only sacred name I know is Jesus.
Jesus.
That's the name above every name. any other name you want to call him, as Jesus is above it. I will call upon the Lord. That's not a name. That's a title.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Stephen called the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
See? Because who's above the Lord? Jesus. Call him Lord. He said, why are you calling me Lord and don't know I'm Jesus? In my name, Jesus. In my name. You can run through a troop, leap over a wall. You can stand in front of the devil and knock the hell out. I stand in defense of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but I'm preaching about the gospel of Jesus coming again. Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Christ, God's son. Familiar with him? Well, he wouldn't act like that. He never acted. And I don't act either. I don't. I'm not acting. He spoke what I said about you. I said, now, I think they're probably coming to stay. I said, I suppose that he said, now what am I going to do with them? How many years have we talked to you in Atlanta? And you kept staying there, and staying there, and staying there. Now things are getting kind of tough. Now it's easy to make a living. You all got an income? You got any money? How much? Huh?
Not much, please.
You got any money? So everybody comes and gives all their money. Yeah, you know why you give it? Because you ain't got much. Hey, if you said duck, you'd have got me, huh? Hey, preacher. Hey, brother, if you had $100 and I needed, would you give it to me? Yes, sir, sure would. Oh, that's nice to have somebody who I can depend on. Hey, brother, if you had $500 and I needed it, would you give it to me? Isn't that nice to have somebody like that? Now, you have a life in New York. Would you give it to me? God wants your life.
Hallelujah.
He wants your soul.
Yes.
So he can give it life.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I'm all the way to Miami. Got an all large auditorium, rented it up. And then I came back to Savannah. In the meantime, we had 4 young men who were working with us who were supposed to carry on and keep things. So I got back. I came up and I went to see Dave, and he was pacing the floor. Oh, Ralph, so glad to see you back. I said, what's up? He said, I've been announcing we're going to have the crucifixion service on Friday. Now, the crucifixion or the resurrection service was, We would bring in coffins. We'd have one for black one and one white one. One represents the, you know, black one represents sinners, resurrected to damnation. White resurrected to salvation. Boy, you, I'm talking very slow, using fine words, and you... I told you dozens of times, you don't have to sit here. Go out the door. Now, you know as well as I do, if you'd have done that on me, and I don't tell you, I'd yell at you. But you go out right now, I'll yell at you. I won't.
Amen.
I'm sick and tired of yelling at people. It's no pleasure, all you rebuking and rebuking and rebuking and rebuking. Hard on you, hard on me.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And this guy right here. I made a promise when I made that confession. I was so guilty. I felt so... I don't know how you say it, but I sure didn't feel clean. I remember Sister Burgess. Called her over and her husband sat right here.
Yes.
And I said, your daughter is one of the women I... Remember?
Yes, yes. Amen.
Called you over particularly because you were in that service when I did it. So I called him over. You don't remember?
Yes.
Sat right here.
Right there.
Looked him right square in the face. How would you like to tell a man you was messing with his daughter? Huh? And that's why his problem now. That's what his problem is now. Because it finally dawned on him and he said, oh my God. But he told me then, he forgave me.
That's right.
So he told me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So don't throw your daughter up to me. I'm forgiven.
Amen.
Don't throw my sin up to me.
Amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, what I did. Nobody made me do that. But I just tell people I wasn't going to turn people away anymore. No matter, I said, they come to the gate or come here, I won't. Who am I turning away? Who am I turning anybody away?
That's right, amen.
Huh?
Right.
Well, the only way I'll turn you away is if you turn him away.
Oh, God.
Don't
turn him away.
Amen.
Don't. Turn him away. He has come back to your heart again. Although you've gone astray, oh, how you're going to need him to plead your cause on that eternal day. Don't turn him away from your heart. Don't. Don't! I stand in defense of the gospel. I don't stand in defense of me. The gospel. Now I told you how I dealt with this sister. That's her right there. Because a few weeks ago when I mentioned about getting out of the West Coast, she said, I got scared. Well, she went to her sister, she went to her family. They said, don't listen to him. We ain't going nowhere. Well, she's involved with him.
Hello.
Hmm? So, the other day she wrote me, yesterday I think it was, if I come over there, will I be banned? Or can I come and live with you? Well, that's a lot of folks like to do that. You know, over there, boy, they put me through hell for the last 24 hours. Just trying to pick them up and bring them here.
Amen.
You think I like you all sitting out there late last night? Where'd you stay?
Right
outside of there. They said, they just done it right. They said, they just done it right. Of course, they done what they thought was right, but it wasn't right. Now, what if I tell you, will you understand?
Amen.
I got back after the meeting, and there was a phone call. Who called? Who was the one to call? Biggie? Was that you, Biggie? Give me a call. Give me that one you made.
Oh,
I remember. He said, we're on our way. Yeah, he did. And the driver said, we'll be there at 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's what you said. And then call ended. Where's he going to be? Where's he going? How are they coming? We're riding. I was very upset. Because if I could have known, even last night, as late as it was, I'd have sent somebody after you.
Amen.
Yeah, I would have.
Amen.
They were responsible for how late the bus got here. Huh? But even at 9 o'clock, we go to bed around here at 9 o'clock. Oh, come on, talk back. Come on. I ain't got it right. No, I ain't got it right, do I? I do. I got it right.
Amen.
Try to sit there all night long. I listen to you. I said, they call me, don't tell me where they're going to be, how they. No, they did not tell me. I actually quoted almost word for word where her phone call was. We're riding. Driver said we'll be there at 9 o'clock. Where? You folk aren't going to budge, are you? So I waited all night long. Then this morning I looked for a call and didn't get one. In fact, when you came back from prayer, did I say, them sisters show up?
Yes, she did. You asked me.
Hmm? Because I heard them say, well, you just got to find a way over. Well, when they called this afternoon, they tried to find a way. I heard you tell me. You tried to find the drivers over there, and they didn't know where it was at. And since you didn't know where it was at, although you should have known. So the way they're telling the drivers, because if you go up on Google and you punch in 13680, bingo! On your telephone. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I can show you. Mine does it automatically. I got a set, and when I click on maps, tell me right where I am. That old book will show you how.
Amen.
You just get the right verse. It's a good direction book. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for direction, instruction, correction. Wow! Wow! You just ain't going to do it, are you? Thank you, fine friends. Thank God I got a friend who sticks closer than a brother, closer than my children, closer than my wife, and closer than you. I came back from Savannah, and Epi said to me, I'm going to preach the resurrection tonight. People all know about it. They're going to pack the place, and we said, we do. I did it over in Charleston. We did it down Savannah. We did it in Jacksonville. Always had a big crowd. So we would dramatize it. over here at County Hall, full of all black folk. And when we got to the coffin, the raising of the dead, the black folk, you know, out of that coffin comes like, and when they did, them black folk jumped out every window. I never forget that. That guy started, they went out the windows, out of the doors. Well, they came back. See, what we'd do, we'd have the resurrection. We put the rapture first. We put a little bracket upon a sister. And when the trumpet sound, we give a pull in the back. And we'll pick her right up out of that coffin. Send her flying right through the air. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. In the Brooklyn Academy of Music, that was one of the big high ceilings. We could send them right out of sight. We had sisters who vied for that position. Can I do it? Are you vying for that position?
Yes.
Please, Lord, pick me up.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody said to me, I don't have the coffins. 4 or 5 hours ago, people are going to be coming. I said, these guys I hired, they couldn't do it or wouldn't do it. They were being paid more than I was being paid. He said, I told him, he said, you wait till Ralph gets back. I want to tell you something, you just wait till Jesus gets back. I believe it's going to be worth waiting on. Because he's going to get the job done. Hallelujah. Boy, what a job. What a job. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then a greater work than that, we shall be saved. Biggie over, he's gonna put on Liddy. Everybody's gonna be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Yes. What color is it gonna be? I don't know if it could be any color at all.
No.
What color is the Spirit?
Amen.
What color is Jesus?
Amen.
The Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
What color are the sons of God?
Jesus. Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
Why, you're a son of God, right? In the flesh, you're black. But in the spirit,
hallelujah.
You're not even white. You're pure. You know, just something that's pure has no color at all. It's just pure. Wow. Blessed are the pure in heart. Won't be a black heart or a white heart. Is it a clean heart? Pure. Come on now, come on. Come on. Get all excited. Tell everybody, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do I have to?
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Thank you.
Well, what did you do? Well, I only had about 3 hours to go. So I opened my old phone book and I looked at the funeral directors. And I picked out the number one funeral director in Savannah who catered to the black. He was a black man. So he buried almost all the black people. Because there's a rapport there. So I went to see him. Very nice guy. He didn't know what I come for. You know, he sat in his office. He says, very dignified. I said, I need a white coffin. Okay, what for? I said, we got a service out here, and we're going to be practicing, and I had the black one and the white one.
Yes.
I said, we let us have one? What? You said, you know what them coffins cost? I said, yeah, well. I said, well, I just want to borrow it for tonight. He said, man, you want me to bring two of my brand new coffins and set them out there in that dirty place because it has a ground floor? I said, well, let me tell you something, sir. I said, there's going to be about a thousand black people out there. So, they're all going to die. Yeah. You let me put my sign on it? I said, sure.
Glory.
So he brought the coffin down and told him who donated. You know, search your home.
Right.
So all them folks could see who was.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Good business. Both for him and the boat.
Right.
He didn't get mad at me.
No.
He probably got two or three funerals out of it.
Yeah.
Just by name recognition. So-and-so's funeral home.
Yeah.
Just by name recognition, you're going to get into heaven.
Yeah.
Just by name recognition. Yeah. You got his name on you?
Yeah.
Has he got his name on you?
Yeah.
And whom the whole family of... His name?
Yeah.
Family of God. We got the name of Jesus on it. See, I can't get by talking about these things.
Yes, Lord.
Because they really happened.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Did I really commit adultery? I really did. I really did. Before Rick died, though, he changed his tune. When he did that, then his family got mad at him.
Thank you, Jesus. That's Jesus.
Come on, you spitfire. Little woman. Because she's the one that actually told me. That Rick said to her, stick with that prophet. She's the one that told me that. And when I called it to her attention, no. I stand. I'm a defender of the truth. I got a shield that I hold up to defend myself. And I got the sword of the Lord. But it's a weapon of defense. To use that sword to defend. And then those angels standing at the gate of the garden, flaming swords. Just don't try to get in.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to come in any other way. There's a way.
Yes.
You can go right through them doors. And I'm a living testimony. My God, if you folk can't see.
Thank you, Father.
Jimmy Swaggart, he coordinated with a prostitute one night. Brought him down. Jim Baker. That's what Jessica Hahn brought her in from Long Island. She was known in Long Island because I was there. She was known in that church in Long Island as the preacher's woman. Every guy he got there had her. That's how Jim Baker found out about her. So when he got down to Florida, he sent for her. He didn't send for the cookies meal. Brought him down. It was not very far, did it? He got put in jail. But it wasn't for that. For misuse of funds.
Amen.
Got 5 years in jail. A country club. A country club prison.
Yeah.
He got out as a multimillionaire. I stand in defense of the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
And you folk can sit there and try to convince me you believe it, but if you do really believe it, you're going to change the way you act. Because you remember, you are also standing in defense of the gospel. Standing on the promises. To come over here, she said, am I going to be banished or can I come to stay? Well, I told you I want to go let that. It's like you too. You're on probation. You got to find out what it required to stay here. That's right. You're not, no afternoon naps.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hard work. Picking bugs. We got a lot of bugs around here. We pick them. And I'm a bug, so you can pick on me. I asked Sister today, I said, now you make sure you get what's required to live here. You have to sign it. We're going to let you read it. And one of the clauses in there says something very profound. Isn't this some? You folk, you don't know it?
Yes, we agree that you are in charge of your Lord.
And don't ever, you agree that the man in charge here is me. I want you can't agree with that. Bye. And I'll even pay your way back home. I might even take you home. Why are you talking so smart? Do you know what I've been through? Just because God had me start this community, build this tabernacle. Empty seats. Had them full at one time, every one of them. Like God had a full house with Israel. 12 tribes, hundreds of people, thousands. Let them out of the wilderness. When he came to his own, so y'all stand with me, won't you? Because all through the wilderness, he gave types and shadows of Christ. All through the wilderness. And one of them he gave was Moses. A type of Christ. I didn't know that. Oh, prophet like Moses?
Yes.
Should God raise up from among the people?
Yes.
Just like Jesus Christ in your presence.
Amen.
I didn't know that.
Amen.
Lord. Ay. What a revolting development this is. What we have here is failure to communicate. Remember Cool Hand Luke? Remember? Well, great movie. Well, God's got a greater move. And he wants to communicate. You mean you saw that movie? Made that impression on you?
About the eggs.
Yeah. And you're New York's finest. I stand in defense of the gospel. So when a woman called me back again today, I said, I'll let you know. sent me a picture. And then I told Sister Rose, I said, she sounds to me like Ann. Remember Ann? All right. You don't remember Ann, do you? Open it. Now Ann showed up here. Everybody liked her. At first I gave her a cold shoulder. Then because she hung around, I finally gave her a place to stay. Moved her up to St. George. We had a camper up there. And then when we needed somebody to help take care of Mama over here, we moved her down from St. George down here. Because what else is she going to do? Take care of Mama a little bit. Yeah, lived over there. Well, look, people, don't do that. Don't sit there in this school. Just get up and get out. Really, I'd rather have you do that and sit there.
Oh, God.
That look of what we have here is failure to communicate. I'm not communicating to you, am I? You don't understand me, do you? Now, why are you talking about that? That's the way Ann looked. Almost identical. And I remember? You remember Ann?
Sure did.
Huh.
Yes.
I made a lot of concessions for her. At first, I wouldn't buy it. And the first thing I did was I got a report on her from her. She liked her. She said, boy, she's nice. She was. Well, when she was nice, she was nice. But she wasn't always nice. Then I moved over here and put her into a special house, built a ramp. Because she was having trouble getting around. Then we gave her a little task to help do some wash. And that didn't work, then we asked her to help with Mother. And someday she stayed in the house all day long. Well, she's an old lady. She's pretty old. I'm an old lady. Well, why do you stay in the house? You're old. And that old back trouble. That old heart trouble. That old mind. That old. Boy, what a preacher I am. And you folks sit there like that. Well, you should brag on yourself. I'm not bragging. I'm amazed at the words that come out of my own mouth. I don't meditate. Well, I came up here tonight with a statement. I stand in defense. I remember the first time I preached it. I was down in living in a camper. I put it down to a big gospel tent that was up in Florida where Chris's brother-in-law, Ronnie Wilson, was having a great big tent meeting. He had David Terrell, he had H. Richard Hall, and then when they ran out, all they had was me.
Hallelujah.
And I thought, but boy, David Terrell, boy, he took the money out. Richard Hall took the money out, and Ronnie said to me, I'm in debt. These guys, they didn't leave none of the money here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, no, well, we'll see. So I got in and I preached on, I stand in defense of the gospel. I'm not going to defend Ronnie. I'm not going to defend me. I'm not going to defend Terrell. I'm not going to defend Culver.
Amen.
I'm going to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then I got an offering that night and paid all the bills.
Amen.
And I didn't get a dime.
Glory to God.
Wasn't wanting one. had a camper stay in. Aren't you folks going to stop this treating me like that? Nothing more devastating than looks of unbelief. Hardness of heart, stubbornness of spirit. I really don't care if you go back to New York and never come back. And we're going to find out whether God really wants you here. You might want to be here, but does God want you here? You're both in your 40s, and you both know by serving God how well have you done. Huh? I tried to tell him when he came, I said, last time you were here, I told you not to go back. Yes, I did. That's why I kept telling him, they're biggies. I knew it. They're both big. Must say it's pretty good in Atlanta, right? Oh, come on, girls, you better straighten up. Don't look at me like that. I'm not wrong when I talk about you. Search me, oh God.
Yes, Lord God.
Try me today.
I don't ever intend to let anybody stay here that's not going to stay here.
All right. That's it.
You hear me?
Yes.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
And he wants somebody to be here.
Yes.
When he comes.
Yes.
That's why he got me here.
Yes.
And maybe stay here.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't even go to Walmart. And my favorite coffee cup, McDonald's. I can't even go to McDonald's. I gotta drink old Jacob's coffee. Oh, boy. Hey, Jacob, did you know your coffee's named after you? Is it good, Jacob? Yeah, Jacob's coffee.
Yes.
The Jacob's ladder.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see Larry get his cup every morning. Right, Larry? Even though the paper don't come too early, he still gets here, doesn't it? So you'll sit there with that cup of coffee waiting on the paper. Stand in defense of the gospel. There's hardly anybody on this earth. I got 3 calls this morning from Cameroon in Africa. First they said, I can't get you. And then about 30 minutes later, oh, Brother Spear, my daughter just said he's on the air. He's on the air. Come to see, I come through. Now the reason for that is because I got different times.
Yes.
And different when you send the signals to different places. That's why I get upset. I can't hear you. You're just a damn liar. You're simply saying, I'm not listening. Look at that. You're on these grounds. We got the satellite. If you have a satellite receiver, you can hear us. We got the telephones. We got the internet. And you all got your phones. This is the road, you got your phone? Huh? You push the button and on we come.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I didn't know, how come you didn't know that? Yeah, just, you fix your phone up, just go, click. Yeah. Look at that. You can hold up the little radio. So all you got to do is turn the radio on.
Yeah.
That little radio is remarkable. You don't even have to dial it. Just turn it on, it searches out, stops right there.
Glory to you, Lord.
There it is.
Who shouted? She's going right through.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Shout hallelujah.
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 There you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that something? Bingo. So what'd you like about that movie? That was a good buy. Huh? You need one. Never mind. What? You can buy radios like this all over New York. I think they're about $15, brother. $15. That's all. And they'll turn it on and it'll find it.
Yes.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Why are you doubting me? Who else got a radio? You got yours with you? How come? Terry, you got yours with you? Turn it on, Terry. Glory. Look at me, I'm way back there. Isn't that something?
Glory!
Tell you that it's standing because they're looking at me. Who else got one? You got it with you? Let's turn them all on. And we'll get stereo sound. Where's yours? You ain't got one? Up. Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. Look at that. Put that in your pocket.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we could buy more, but when we do it, you lose them. You lay them down, forget about them. Can't tell how many small radios I bought like that over the years. I used to have one on Sun Power. Just about that big.
Yes.
You could clip it on your shoulder while you're working out in the field. Yes. And you could hear me all the time. I think Jacob told me. I still got a few of them, Jacob? Where they at?
The
these folks don't break these radios. How can you break radios like that? Who cares? You didn't wear them out, they broke them. By neglect. How come your faith is broken? Because of neglect. How come your hope is lost? Because of neglect. How should it escape? Erect faith in neglect. You aren't going to budge, are you? You're just not going to do it. Because nobody can convince you how close this is. And you've got to get your heart right. And you can't do it. There's only one who can get your heart right, and that's the righteous one.
Amen.
Is your heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flow, cleansed and made holy, humble and holy, right. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Doesn't even move you. Boy, are we an arrogant people. What you looking at? Tell you a story about my sister-in-law, very shapely woman, come to see Teresa one day, and she always wore shorts, short shorts. And we went downtown to get some gas. And she went over to her car, and she went like that, filling up her tank, with this butt sticking out. See? And when she stood up, there was a bunch of guys standing. And she said, what are they looking at? I said, you don't know what they're looking at. You put it on display. What are you looking at? I'm putting it on display. Hello?
Glory.
You know how much you display who you is when folk look at you? Let the beauty
of Jesus be seen in me.
Can people see the beauty of Jesus in me? Why, he'll beautify the meek. And then they'll see the beauty. Not the weak, the meek. I'm not weak. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Now I'm meek. See why God's laughing at us? Can you see why God's laughing? We have so little understanding of how God does something, and we always constantly try to contradict it. By grace are you saved.
Glory!
Not by any work. Not by jumping up and down or shouting hallelujah. Or praying all night. You got to get to the point where you can believe by grace. Grace. And grace will work. By grace are you saved through faith. And faith will work by the love of God. Somebody, my God. My God. All I'm doing is standing in defense. I'm not justifying myself. I'm defending. I'm defending the work of God. And amongst you folk, you keep demanding works. That's how we judge each other, on their works. No good. I may judge you on the spirit in which you work. A lot of you folk, you have a wrong spirit. So I don't care what work you do. And if you don't do too much of a work and you have a right spirit, I'll stick with the spirit. Boy, oh boy.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What we have here is failure to communicate. And we got a little time now to communicate. Instruction for the last time. Had a tough time all day.
Glory God.
Death is in me. Gotta be. I'm going to send you to three places. To China. He did it. To Russia. He did it. Then to the Pope of Rome, where they will kill you. He will do it.
Amen.
They tried to kill me once, you know. They tried to get me off the air one time. And they tried to puff me up.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
See, you folks don't believe that. That I literally got a call from the Archbishop of Philadelphia, which is the third largest Catholic diocese in America. I'll repeat that. Philadelphia, that northeast is Catholic. That's one thing that's going on with this presidency. See, most of this, like the newly nominated for, you're remarkable. See, I guarantee most of you, the pictures in the Drudge Report are the ones finally nominated. Yes, he's a Catholic. He turned down the Cuban racism. The dark skinned, very brilliant. They'll tell you that the Supreme Court nomination is going to be vital in the election. Why? Because you don't know anything I don't know? Mr. Trump is truly raised up by God, fulfilling a glorious prophetic word. What if, God willing, to make his power known, creates a vessel fitted to be destroyed. Mr. Trump is going to fit it perfectly. Last Trump.
Yeah.
A lot of white folks sit there now. The last Trump.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If he gets elected, he's going to really be the last Trump. Because we're going to last Trump. The last Trump. The trouble sound. I keep telling you, he's the closest man that's ever lived. A messenger of Satan sent to buffet us.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Father.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord God.
Mr. Trump, he loves a message of God. He has a message of Satan. He is a messenger of Satan. And he's buffeting. He's telling you Christians you can't have church. And I told you this morning, you may see a wall pass very soon where they banish the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus was blasphemed among the Gentiles. In other words, they'll say, you say Jesus, you're blaspheming.
Lord Jesus.
You should be hated of all men because you use my name Jesus. Very close. Well, he got 3.5 years. Not necessarily. He could finish. See, given to him 1,335 days. Well, how many days has he been up there?
Huh?
Three finished his purpose in just a few days. Does anybody here want to get saved?
Yes. Yes.
Then you're going to have to receive and love the truth.
Yes.
I stand in defense of the gospel. When Jesus comes, billions are going to die. The wicked shall be destroyed by the brightness of his coming. Can you understand that? They'll become ashes under our feet. And there'll be no more devil. No more death. No more dying. No more war. Somebody! Maybe I was jogged to work one morning. Have you done that yet?
Not here, I haven't.
Shall we stand? I stand in defense.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime.
Amen.
And soon this life will all be over.
Thank God.
Yes, sir. So good. Come on, cool head. Got it all cool, don't you? You can handle the situation, can't you? Yes, sir, you can defend yourself, but can you defend the gospel?
Let's go.
I stand in defense of the gospel.
All right, amen.
I get beat up.
Amen.
Now, sister, what's your name again? Lana McKilinski. Are you listening? She says she listens all the time to the thing. Yeah, we'd be glad to have you, sister. But we're going to send you a list of the things that's required of you to live here with me. Because I'm the one you're going to live with. When you live with everybody else, I'm the one you're going to live with. And I'm a tough dude.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. We agree that you... Well, she did say this. She said, if you tell me not to come, I'll obey you. Okay, come. Now what are you going to do? Huh? Huh? And I will make it very clear. She has to come for a visit. Well, I ain't got enough place. Oh, well, whatever. If you don't like it, after a visit, tell me where you want to go, and I'll get you there. That you with that? Did I do it then?
Yes.
Did That really amazed with Ann. Because she even demanded a car. The poor woman couldn't really drive. And she still got the car. Huh? I blocked her. I'm just tired of this kind of junk. I really am. I'm just weary with it, and so is God. He's getting weary with repenting. You understand that? Do you understand? We got God repenting all the time. For he made a promise to you, and he won't break it. And so he's got to be very long-suffering. Very long-suffering. But you promised you'd never leave me. Yeah, but then you'll leave me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Now, you say about the apostle? Lord bless you. See, you don't remember. You don't put these things in. You have an apostle. I haven't had apostles come here. I saw a list of what the commercial people call the apostles. And you know that one name they had? They had mine on. But one name they had was Louis Paragon. Apostle. It's apostle. They call him an apostle. Louis Paragon. He said, Mr. Trump, don't you mess with me. I heard him.
That's
right. Said, you send your troops to Chicago, you better deal with me. Because that's where his stronghold is, Chicago. He could probably put an army together. And he don't have too much respect for white folk. Oh, you know.
Amen.
It's sad to watch him have a battle with another black guy who's an apostle, too. One's in Jesus' name and the other Apostle Jenny. See, I know these things. And I watch these men. I say, hey, you want to talk with me? Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to do the talking, though. I'm not going to listen to you. No, I'm not. I'm not going to listen to you. No. I got my air tuned.
Hallelujah.
I got my radio tuned in.
Hallelujah.
Turn the radio on.
Yeah.
And some of the things he tells me, boy, is kind of frightening. Sometimes he scares the hell out of me.
Okay.
You mean you still got some hell in you? Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Live there fear once in a while. That's hell.
Amen.
The questioning and doubting. Boy, that's hell.
Okay.
When I have to have a sure thing tonight. But I went through with saying that Christ is not coming this year. Wouldn't I have been in a mess if he came?
Okay.
You better thank what he didn't. Because I told you, you're not ready. And what else do I tell you?
Not
I'm not ready. God's getting us ready for that great day.
Amen.
Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready
for that great day.
Now I want you to be able to make you stand. And all you gotta do is stand on the promise. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Maybe we ought to have a marathon tonight. Lord bless you.